A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Gleaming blue shards drift together in space, followed by white letters. E1, a Hasbro company. A long, thin, black rectangle against a blue background flips over to reveal the words Boulder Media. A green tennis ball bounces in towards the letters. Netflix presents. In the colourful cartoon world of My Little Pony, Twilight Sparkle swoops through the air, then hovers over the other ponies by a river.
Hurry, friends! Time for another adventure!
Adventure? I'm in!
Yee-hoo! Let's go, ponies!
Earth ponies, take the lead! Pegasi, fly beside me! Unicorns, horns at the ready!
Equestria!
What fantastical foe awaits us, princess?
Is it something scary?
Or is it something awesome?
No matter what it is, we'll face it together. For we are the guardians of friendship. With the power of our friendship and magic, we will
spread love!
Give hugs!
Fry brains!
Huh? Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm a unicorn and we're evil! I'm gonna zap every pony with my horn lasers!
No, it's all wrong! The ponies are all supposed to get along, remember?
Boring!
It's like in the olden times when all three pony kinds were friends.
Here we go again.
And they never use their magic against each other.
You're wrong!
No, I'm not!
My mom says the Pegasi and unicorns try to eat up all the earth ponies by zapping them with lasers and frying them to a crisp.
They wouldn't do that!
So the earth ponies kick their butts in an epic battle, and if they ever try to come back to Maritime Bay, we'll kick their butts again!
Those are lies! Hitch, tell him!
Well, that is kind of what our teacher said in history class, but... But hey, we can play the game your way if you want, Sonny. I don't mind.
Well, I do. It's a boring game. Ooh, let's play Pegasus Barbecue instead.
Sprout, stop it!
Pony
burgers!
In a more lifelike 3D animation, the Earth ponies continue to bicker. Down in his darkened study, Argyle, a purple pony with glasses, is busy painting a unicorn nightlight when the youngsters descend on a platform.
Horn fight!
Take
that, Earth pony!
That's not what they do!
How's that feel?
Time to head on home, don't you think, Colts?
Fine.
Pew, pew!
Oh, no!
Pew.
My brains are melting!
Mom?
Hello, Mrs. Cloverleaf.
How many times have I told you? You cannot just go trotting off without my permission. Especially not here.
And why is that again, Phyllis?
Because you are brainwashing their minds with all of your, nonsense.
It's called research, Phyllis. And by the way, I leave all the brainwashing in Maritime Bay to you. Unicorn cupcake?
Freshly baked!
You know, you're an earth pony, Argyle. You should really start acting like one. At least for her sake.
Phyllis, Sprout, and Hitch trot off.
Who does he think he is, talking to me like that? That pony is trouble.
Don't worry, Mommy. When I become sheriff, I'll keep every pony in line.
Sheriff Sprout.
Oh, it does have a certain ring to it.
Argyle shuts the door of his lighthouse and turns to Sunny, who has a pink mane.
What's the matter, Sunny Bunny?
Hitch and Sprout still don't believe me.
Maybe one day they will. But the important thing is that you stand up for what you believe in, okay?
Well, when I grow up, I'm going to show every pony that we're right.
Oh?
Yeah. And someday, the both of us will meet unicorns or pegasus, and we'll be best friends forever.
Well, maybe today is that day. Look, a unicorn!
Where? Where?
Over here.
A pretend horn on his head slips forwards. Sunny jumps onto his back, and he gallops round the kitchen.
I'm soaring through the sky! Yeehaw! Wait, Dad, I have an idea!
Later, up in the lantern room, by the light of a purple sunset, Sunny's busy drawing.
Dear unicorns and Pegasi, you have friends in Maritime Bay. Come visit us.
Can we send it?
I think it's our duty.
Attached to a glowing paper lantern, the colorful invitation floats up into the evening sky. Sunny watches it with wide green eyes and a hopeful smile as it drifts away over the glass dome of the lantern room at the top of the lighthouse. Argyle smiles down at Sunny and puts the unicorn horn on her head.
Can you tell me the story?
Again?
Please?
Once upon a time, many, many moons ago in ancient Equestria, there lived a very special
unicorn.
The unicorn was very bright.
As bright as the sun.
One day, the princess summoned her to the castle for an important assignment.
To learn about friendship.
Mm-hmm. She soon made lots of new friends.
Earth ponies, pegasuses, and unicorns.
Together, they showed every pony the magic of friendship and how to live in harmony.
Wow, you finished it.
Pretty neat, huh? Earth ponies watched in wonder as Pegasi painted rainbows across the sky. The nights were lit up by 100 unicorn horns.
It's beautiful.
The unicorn nightlight.
I wish I had a friend who could fly around or float things. Why can't we be friends anymore?
That, my darling, is a big question. And maybe one day, we'll figure it out. Together. We'll do our part.
Hoof to heart.
Argyle kisses her lightly.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, my little pony.
She turns to the model pony toys on the side.
Good night, friends.
Her eyes drift shut as the glowing lights from the unicorn nightlight circle the room. Morning, and an older Sunny's fast asleep in bed when the digital clock flips to 7 o'clock. She turns it off with her hoof and stretches in a big yawn, then hops over to her calendar to see a sparkling yellow sticker. She beams with excitement, then catches sight of her messy pink mane in the mirror. She fixes her mane into a long plait with a blue hair tie, slings a blue satchel over her shoulder, then rises up on the platform into the lantern room and sets to work at the desk.
Perfect.
She folds up the piece of paper, pops it in her satchel, descends back down into the lighthouse, where she goes over to throw open the curtains. Then she trots over to a framed picture of her and her dad on the wall.
Today's the day, Dad. I actually have a plan this time. Wish me luck.
She heads out, straightening the framed photo on the wall. Now she's wearing rollerblades.
Good morning, son. No time to chat. I gotta run. Cause I got places to be. So much to do. Excited, yes, and nervous too. A change is starting with me. I never worry about upsetting cards, hardened hearts, or wonder will I be lost.
Having collected a trailer full of smoothies, she glides through the town, weaving from side to side. A sign for the annual Cantalogic show hangs above the street. Sprout frowns as she passes by and trots off after her. She reaches the high wall overlooking the sea. Sprout sips another pony's smoothie and grabs his cookie, then speeds on after Sunny.
My call.
Sunny stops to watch two young ponies bashing pinata unicorns.
Instead of building your wall, come on and party with me, join the band, understand, we'll all be singing the song.
She gives a baby pony a pink balloon unicorn, then Sprout hops onto a skateboard to follow her, just as a pony opens a manhole cover, sending Sprout flying through the air above Sunny, who's attaching unicorn heart stickers everywhere.
Gonna be my day.
Sunny continues to weave through the town. A kite's flying overhead.
Everyone's afraid. Always judging, never budging. Ain't it time we made the team?
Sunny draws a big red heart over a Pegasus poster. Out of breath, Sprout frowns after Sunny as she speeds off again. She follows a tram, holding onto the back of it so it pulls her along, towards a tall glass building in the distance. She skids to a stop and stares up in wonder at the glass building, which is topped with a huge pair of pink spectacles.
Aha! There you are, Sunny. Just the pony I was expecting.
Morning, Sheriff Hitch. I see you brought the whole squad along again.
What is it with me and critters? I'm like a magnet to them.
Guys, come on, give Hitch a little space.
Two birds and a crab.
So, what's up?
Oh, please, like you don't know. Today is the annual presentation at Cantalogic.
Hey, I'm headed there right now.
No, you're not. Listen, I know that you have come up with some harebrained scheme to sabotage it. And if you think I'm just going to let you walk in there...
Hitch.
No.
Come on.
Good morning, Sheriff Hitch.
Morning, Mayflower. Dahlia. Sonny, I'm on duty.
Sonny holds out her hoof.
Up high, down low, hitch it to a post. Flip it sunny side up and on a piece of toast.
Okay.
I did what you asked for, Hitch. She never left my sight. Not even once.
Oh, hey, Sprout. You okay? You seem kind of wheezy.
That's Deputy Sprout to you?
Hey, wait up! I'm not finished! Sonny, we both know how this goes. Every year you try to sneak in, and every year I stop you.
Look, you have nothing to worry about. I'll just go into the factory, deliver my smoothies,
and... You can't even step a hoof in there. My mom had you banned.
But I...
I'm asking you as your friend, Sonny, not as sheriff. Just please try not to pull any stunts today.
Okay. I'll try.
Thank you. Now, give your delivery to Sprout and go home.
Hey, that's a violation of code 33.
Hitch gallops off.
Bye-bye.
Sonny turns to leave as Sprout pulls the trailer up the steep slope to the Cantalogic building. But Sonny's got an idea. Inside the busy Cantalogic factory...
Hey, watch it!
Welcome, everypony. Got any questions about the Cantalogic factory? Happy to answer them.
Oh, yeah. Where are the free smoothies?
Inside the bustling factory, machines pluck boxes from trolleys and carry them over a conveyor belt, which winds its way around the large room.
You know what, Sprout? I think I finally got through to Sonny.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. As the founder of Cantalogic, she's been keeping us safe and stylish for the last 20 moons. Please go wild for the one and only Phyllis Cloverleaf!
Thank you! Okay, how are you? Thank you so much. We here at Cantalogic are so thrilled to create perfect products that protect ponies like you. From ponies like that. And like I always say, to be scared is...
to be prepared.
Oh, I love it. That's right. So let's start the show. Up first, we have Sugar Moonlight, looking absolutely stunning in our high-tech anti-mind reading hat. You know, all those psychic unicorns out there are going to be out of luck when you wear this little number. Now let's welcome Sparkle Chaser in his Hega Periscope goggles. The easy way to keep your eye on the sky. Oh, it's all part of the show. Next up, the Earth Pony Balloon Escape Pack.
A pony inflates a bunch of balloons and is lifted into the air, out of a high window, and away.
Yikes, that's going to be a lot of paperwork.
We take great care here at Cantalogic to ensure the safety of you, our loyal customers.
Aww.
Now please, stand back. This product testing demonstration is fully automated.
As the lights come on, Sonny pushes a yellow robot model out of the way, and every pony looks shocked.
Earth ponies of Maritime Bay, fear is not your friend. But the unicorns and Pegasi can be. Let's extend the hoof of friendship.
What? That is not what I meant.
Turn it off.
So, now you can prevent an aerial abduction with a set of our new anti-Pegalypse boots.
Mechanical Pegasi drop down from the ceiling and grab Sonny's placard.
Give me that back.
Sonny.
Our unicorn entrapment device.
Sonny's clamped into a metal box.
Toots, sweets, shut her down. Sheriff's order.
We're trying.
Fully automated means it has to go through the whole cycle.
Metal wings are strapped to Sonny's back, then a machine emerges into the arena.
Oh no.
She swung round the arena at speed as the machine splats her.
Let's go to court.
And this is the splatapole.
Splat hits her.
Let's hear it, every pony! Come on!
Hitch pulls out the plug. The splatter grinds to a halt, and Sonny's flung to the floor, sliding down the catwalk and leaving a trail of green gloop behind her. She looks at the shocked crowd.
Aren't you tired of being scared all the time? The truth is, we're not in danger. It's all a lie. We don't need any of this Cantrologic junk.
Oh, we don't, do we? How do you suggest that we defend ourselves? With hugs and cupcakes?
Just imagine if you had a friend who could fly. Or a friend who could
fry your brains with a single horn zap, or swoop down and snatch you away.
Sheriff, do your job.
All right, Sonny, let's go.
No! Every pony needs to hear this. Everything you believe about Pegasi and unicorns is wrong. They used to be our friends, and can be again.
Hey, we don't need any of that around here!
Come on, let's go. Show's over, Sonny.
Sonny, you're just embarrassing yourself.
It's quite sad, really. Now, where were we?
Do you have any idea how many bylaws you broke in there?
I'm sure you're about to tell me.
Actually, for once, I can't, because there's so many. I tried to warn you. I can't keep associating with some pony who breaks every rule and causes chaos wherever she goes. I'm the sheriff.
Exactly. Other ponies look up to you. You can help.
The law is the law, Sonny, and I'm here to uphold it and keep every pony safe.
Aha! You just said every pony. That includes Pegasi and unicorns.
Come on, Sonny, what did you think was gonna happen? You give a little speech and what? Every pony just magically welcomes unicorns and Pegasi into Maritime Bay? You keep saying there's nothing to be afraid of, well then prove it. All of that pony unity stuff was just a foal's bedtime story made up by your dad. Like it or not, this is the way it is. And always will be. I'm the last real friend you got in this town. You really want to lose me too?
Sonny looks down, upset, and Hitch turns to walk slowly away. He's yellow, with a bright green mane and tail. Sonny watches him go, then turns to see two young purple ponies canter playfully onto the street and stop in front of a scary poster showing the silhouette of a Pegasus with evil yellow eyes. They scamper away past Sonny. Sonny takes a seat on a low bench with a hopeless expression.
I wish you were here, Dad.
She sits staring out over the sea into the distance. A grey pony with a yellow mane scampers past behind her with a terrified look in his eye. Another pony hurtles past in front of Sonny.
What the?
Stampeding ponies.
What's going on? What's happening?
As she's knocked to the floor, a silhouette of wild hair looms over the street. A bird faints, and the tram screeches to a halt. Sonny looks up, and an ominous shadow falls over her.
Hi, new friend. My name's Izzy.
Izzy has a sparkling horn.
Unicorn!
All the ponies race away to hide behind shutters and down manholes.
Ooh, is every pony playing hide and seek? I see you!
Ah, it's a unicorn!
Hitch and Sprout emerge.
Hey, what's going on?
Unicorn attack! This is not a drill! I repeat, this is not a drill!
Hitch races through the stampede.
Vulnerable young pony!
Your son is safe now, ma'am.
This isn't my kid!
You're welcome!
Man the splatter pole! Activate the unicorn trap! Pick up that litter!
Traps with red crosses appear.
Wow! Is that the sea? I've never seen the sea!
Sonny saves Izzy.
I've got to get you out of here! Earth ponies are serious about games. They're not playing. They're terrified. Oh, no! You're a unicorn! Earth ponies hate unicorns!
Really? That seems a little harsh.
Phyllis has activated the splatter machines.
Let's go!
Izzy, who's purple with a flowing blue mane and tail, scampers after Sonny as they try to avoid incoming lumps of green gloop. They both gallop round a corner, dodging traps set into the street. Sonny skids to a halt and turns to see Izzy staring up at a poster for Judgment Nay, featuring an evil unicorn.
Ooh, I haven't seen this one yet!
A metal box springs up and traps Izzy. Hitch skids round the corner.
All right, citizens, calm down. The threat has been neutralized. The unicorn has been captured. You may now cheer.
Sunny?
Sunny slowly approaches the metal trap.
What are you doing?
A red button.
Don't even think about it.
She reaches out her hoof.
Don't you dare. No.
She releases Izzy.
So, your name's Sunny?
Sunny pulls Izzy away.
Bye! It was nice to meet you all!
Deputy, to the lighthouse!
Sprout deliberately traps himself.
Oh no! I appear to be trapped!
You gotta be kidding me.
Sunny and Izzy gallop up to the lighthouse, bursting in through the door. Sunny straightens the framed photo, then closes all the curtains and turns to look at Izzy, who's staring round in wonder. She smiles at Sunny through her long, flowing blue mane, and Sunny stares back in amazement.
Do Earth ponies also like staring contests? You win. I blinked.
There's a unicorn in my house. This is so cool! Wait, no, it's bad. Very, very bad. What have I done?
Wow, I've never seen an Earth pony before. We look exactly the same. Except for this, of course.
Whoa, hey! Be careful where you point that thing.
Why?
Well, I, sort of don't want to get zapped with a wayward laser beam. But of course you know that already. You've probably been reading my mind this whole time. Isn't it supposed to glow, by the way? Or does that only happen when you levitate stuff?
Well, actually...
Wait, don't answer that yet. Let me get my notebook. Okay, wow. Okay. 142 questions for a unicorn. Question number one. Where do you live?
Bridalwood.
I knew it. Do unicorns really live in trees? Do they eat pizza? If so, what toppings do they like? If not, why not? Can you actually fry pony brains with a single horn zap? Can you make this float?
No. But I can do this!
She bounces the tin of beans on her horn.
Ta-da!
It's splattered on the floor.
Wait, you don't have any magic?
Sunny Star Scout! Ah, that hurt. Sunny Star Scout, I know you're in there with that unicorn! Come out with your hooves up and surrender!
Yeah, you're completely surrounded!
Will you let me do my job?
You are under arrest!
This is bad. How sneaky are you?
Medium sneaky?
I can work with that. Okay, I'll distract them.
Oh, relax. I'll talk to them.
What? No!
Hi, guys. Now, I know what you're thinking.
She's already reading her minds. Quick, before she fries her brains.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
To get reinforcements.
We have reinforcements? Huh?
Oh, come on.
Sunny's escaped with Izzy, and now they're galloping out of Maritime Bay.
You don't have any magic?
Nope.
Sunny stops.
No magic?
Oh, but if it makes you feel any better, we did have it. But that was many, many, many moons ago. It just poof, disappeared. Every pony thinks the pesky Pegasi had something to do with it, but... Oh, hey, you look kind of woozy. You okay?
I am on the run with a unicorn who has no magic. What are we gonna do?
Izzy sniffs her.
What are you doing? You don't smell.
Thanks. Wait, what?
I was told all you earth ponies smell like rotten sardines, but you do not.
What else do unicorns say about earth ponies?
Oh, just that you're lazy and not the brightest crystals in the forest.
Charming.
Nope, just those three. So, what's the plan?
Wait, I got it. Izzy, we're going on a quest to Zephyr Heights.
Pegasus City?
Yes. We need to find out what happened to your magic and bring it back. They have magic. Maybe they can help.
But the Pegasi are bad news.
What if you're wrong about them? Earth ponies were wrong about unicorns. They could welcome us with open wings.
What if they don't? Up ahead is a sky growing dark. Where it leads is a big question mark. And I'm scared that I'll end up a pony gone missing from Pegasus City.
But you're not alone. You gotta looking out for you when you're off track. I got your back. You can rely on me. I'm looking out for you.
Together they hop over boulders.
So many times I could burst and I'd offer a change, but it's lonely because you know party of Uno.
Well, if you need a friendly steed, like you know who,
I think I.
They chase a butterfly together. Then Izzy stands on Sunny's shoulders to spear an apple from a tree with her horn. One by one, they pop up from behind bushes. They gallop through forests in the yellow morning sun, across fields of pink flowers, then under a starry sky at night. They stare at a mountain in the distance. At the sheriff's office, Hitch is pacing.
I told her. No more favors, no more bailing her out. She gave me no choice. No choice! All right, we need to arrest her and bring her back to face the full force of the law.
Question, when you say we, you mean...
You and I.
I'd love to, but I just gotta clean up my workspace, get my papers in order, and
you know what? I think you're right. This one's a job for Hitch and Hitch only. All right, Sprout, you stay here while I'm out dancing with danger. Keep every pony calm, maintain the peace, be a pillar of strength. Who am I kidding? Just try not to start a war while I'm gone, okay?
Oh, every pony loves Hitch. What does he have anyway? Sure, he's got a perfect mane, shredded abs, paid off mortgage. So what? I've got stuff. I can do, things like that, and that, and that.
Where's Hitch? Ponies all over town. They're terrified. They want answers.
He went after Sunny. Another solo Hitch mission.
Sugar Cube, why the Sprout pout? That's great news.
It is?
Yes. It means that you are the sheriff, at least for now.
I am. Hey there, the name's Sprout. Sheriff Sprout. What's the problem, Philly? Don't worry, Sheriff Sprout is here. Pick up that litter. Sheriff Sprout's orders.
Sunny and Izzy are walking through a valley.
You know, not to freak you out or anything, but you do know Pegasi can steal your luminescence, don't you?
My luma what?
Luminescence. You know, like, your sparkle? Yours is lavender.
Huh?
And the happier you are, the brighter it shines.
They stare up at the thick gray clouds overhead. Then something whizzes past them. Something darting after them in the sky. They skid to a halt in front of a dead end, the figure bouncing after them. They clamber up to the top of a steep cliff. Then Sunny slips.
Sunny!
She grabs hold of Izzy's horn and Izzy pulls her to safety. Then suddenly, a figure zooms out of the clouds below. A white Pegasus with purple wings and short pink and green mane bounds over rocks, then stops, spreading its wings.
A real Pegasus.
Whoa, a unicorn? And an earth pony? Together?
Okay, well this day just got a whole lot more interesting.
Huh? Don't tell them you saw me.
There's no way we could! We don't even know your name!
She seems nice.
Ah! Thunder! Get it together!
But that's an earth pony!
They're harmless. They have very tiny brains.
What do we do about that?
Well, did you bring the shield?
What shield?
Didn't you read the guard guide?
Yes! Okay, no.
Ugh, fine. I've got this.
A ball on Izzy's horn.
That's creative. What's it like to fly? Is your wingspan the same as your height?
Well,
do you need a license to fly? How far can you go?
Can you fly to the moon?
Do Pegasi wear horseshoes or do they just weigh you down?
Well, I do collect sneakers.
Hey! Don't answer anything. They could be spies.
From a glass elevator, Izzy and Sunny stare out in wonder at the city below them.
Good morning, Zephyr Heights. It's another beautiful day in the big city. Looks like warm breezes and clear skies for tonight's royal celebration.
Royal celebration?
Talk about great timing.
Tonight's royal bash for Queen Haven will be stunning. But the real jewel in the crown will be Princess Pip's performance. Isn't that right, Sky?
Oh my, yes, Dazzle. And this just in, an exclusive vid from Pip for all you loyal fans out there in ZH.
What is up, everypony? Big shout out to all my fans, the Pipsqueaks. So tonight's the night. I can't wait to debut my new song later. It has a very special place in my heart. But not as much as you guys.
We love you so much, Pat!
Okay.
Okay, guys, I love you lots. Gotta go. Pip, pip, hooray!
Pip, pip, hooray!
Pip, 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 hooray!
The elevator reaches the top.
Move it!
You betcha.
A high walkway.
Do you see any pony flying here?
They have a castle!
Grand doors open to an enormous throne room. Guards play their trumpets in front of a red throne. Then all the Pegasi bow low to the floor. A fluffy white ball of a dog trots in and plunks itself down, giving itself a scratch.
Your Majesty.
Sunny looks up to see three Pegasi drift down from the ceiling. The purple one in the middle is wearing sunglasses, a necklace and a crown. A pink Pegasus on the left, Pip, is tapping on her mobile phone, while the white one on the right is the one they met earlier. As the three drift to the ground, Izzy waves to the white Pegasus.
Hi, new friend!
She gives a warning shake of her head, so Izzy zips her mouth.
Guards, state your business, and please make it quick. We're on a very tight schedule today. Before the celebration, Cloudpuff needs his pedicure, Pip needs to rehearse, and I need to practice my laugh. Still not right.
Your Highness, we found these intruders in our territory.
Queen Haven lowers her sunglasses.
An earth pony and a unicorn in Zephyr Heights.
We have them under control, Your Highness.
Oh, and we deployed the shield.
Is this an attack on the night of our royal celebration? Why are you here? Who sent you? No pony must know they're here.
Check it out, Pipsqueaks. Live from the castle. It's a real unicorn and earth pony. I know, right? This is so not a filter.
Pip! There's nothing to fear. Those nasty little ponies have been captured. Your queen will protect you. Shut it off.
Excuse me, Majesty? We only want to ask you a few questions about magic.
Guards! Please escort these ponies to the dungeon until I can question them properly! And confiscate the book!
What? No! But, Your Majesty, I just wanted to ask you a few questions, please!
Did she just say dungeons?
What else could go wrong today?
At the sheriff's office, Sprout sticks a picture of his face over Hitch's. Then Phyllis arrives.
Mom?
My, oh my, aren't you the handsome sheriff? Look at you.
Yes. Yes, I am, Mommy.
Well, this is it. It is your time to shine, dear. Every pony wants to hear from you.
I do.
Of course. You are in charge now. It's your destiny.
Sprout throws open the doors.
Citizens!
The doors slam back in his face, so he pushes them open again.
It is I, Sheriff Sprout.
Sheriff? Where's Hitch?
We need a real sheriff.
Tell us what's going on.
Hitch would know what to do. Come on now, every pony. Let's listen to what our new sheriff has to say.
That's you, Sugar Q.
Everything's going wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Okay, folks, calm down. There's no need to be scared.
We're scared and we want to be prepared.
The unicorns are coming. The unicorns are coming.
The crowd moves closer.
What's your plan, Sheriff?
What if the unicorn comes back?
Actually, what if you're all right? The unicorns could come back. They could even bring the Pegasi. We are all in danger.
Now is not the time to be complacent. We should do something.
Something is lurking. Something is near. Something is feeling stranger, stranger. Stirring up discord. Whipping up fear. Whispering softly, danger, danger.
He grabs a pony's ice cream and sticks it to his forehead like a horn.
Think what they could do to the status quo.
Oh no!
They're gonna steal, plunder, and pillage. They're gonna take over the village. Don't just sit on your butts and do nothing and wait. Let's enter a blind, irrational state.
A young pony hurls a plate of food.
Better get tense. Better not let them catch you blinking. You don't need a reason. Fillies and gents.
He's on the top of the tram, singing through a megaphone. He dances an angry dance in formation with other ponies, then steps up to a microphone.
See in black and white, that's your pony right. Time to lift your manes and proudly.
He's singing to the crowd from a tall pedestal.
No Humans can't be wrong, especially when they're screaming loudly.
Now he's on a conveyor belt.
Have a bale of hay to borrow. Are you saddled with your sorrow? Are you scared about tomorrow?
He's plucked from the conveyor belt and placed at the top of a steep roller coaster. Now he's marching through the town with a growing army of Earth ponies.
Look at this corn! Look at that guy!
My name's Rob.
Sprout's face looms in a green sky above a line of marching ponies. Now he's leading the mob through town. The birds, the crab, and some ponies start headbanging. An arty perfume ad featuring Pip galloping along a beach.
This princess smells. So could you.
She flies past a perfume bottle.
Perfume la Pip.
Below the enormous screen, Sunny staring through the barred window of a cell.
Something is not right. We haven't seen a single pony flying. Except the royal family. Izzy, are you listening?
This isn't dungeony at all.
Hey! I'm sorry you two got thrown in here, but I have to talk to you.
Princess? Your majesticness, your graceful highness!
Zip! Just call me Zip.
Okay, Zip. I'm Sunny, and this is my friend.
Izzy Moonbow.
Sunny? Izzy? I really need to ask you something important. About magic.
That's why we're here. Maybe you can tell us how yours works? Izzy has no idea how the unicorns lost theirs, so we thought maybe...
Whoa, wait. Lost theirs? As in no magic? Well, that changes things. Listen, I might have some information that could help, but first, you need to tell me about this.
My journal! Thank you, Zip. I never thought I'd see it again.
Yeah, I can be pretty sneaky when I want to be.
Nice. I'm only medium sneaky.
So where did that come from?
It was my father's. Why?
That star.
Guards hold up phones playing a trumpet fanfare, then roll out a red carpet for Princess Pip to walk along.
Zip, what are you doing here? Mom's such a steam way.
Right. Then why are you here?
For the content.
Princess, why isn't any pony flying?
Every pony knows that only royals can fly, of course.
What?
I know, it's not fair, but that's just the way it is. If there was some way we could teach the citizens to fly, you know we would in a wingbeat. Right, Zip?
Yeah, in a wingbeat.
Sunny and Izzy exchange glances.
Oh, dress rehearsal's gotta go.
And so should you.
Red feather, yellow feather, red feather, yellow feather.
Pip heads off with her guards.
I have to show you something.
Zip presses a button and the cell gate rises up.
You coming or what?
They trot after her, but Izzy spies a bowl of fruit and swaps a mango for her tennis ball. In bright sunshine, Hitch hauls himself to the top of a cliff, scaring off some bunnies, who then hop back and nuzzle into him. He spots a sticker on the ground.
Litter. I mean, a clue. Unicorn hair.
A purple feather.
Pegasi.
He puts his ear to the ground.
Track's gone cold.
Sunny, 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 sunny. You think you've escaped? Well, think again.
I will not eat. I will not sleep.
Well, maybe a quick nap and a snack if I can't find you in the next few hours.
But after that, nothing will stop me!
A crowd of cheering bunnies.
Thank you, thank you. No, you're too kind.
Also, I'll follow you wherever you go. Whether harshest deserts, the coldest tundras, no trail too dangerous, no clue too small. The past...
Breaking news appears in the sky behind him. Hitch turns to see pictures of Sunny and Izzy.
Gotcha.
Zip drops into a basket below.
Watch your step.
Sunny and Izzy jump in after her, and Zip lowers the basket into a cavernous room.
Where are we?
It's amazing, right? I'm pretty sure it was some sort of station for when Earth ponies and unicorns used to visit Zephyr Heights.
It's like every pony just forgot.
A picture of the lighthouse.
This is proof! All pony kinds did used to be friends! My dad was right.
Sunny steps over to Zip and looks up at a poster of Zephyr Heights.
It must be really weird being the only Pegasi that can fly.
The truth is, we can't fly either. We've been faking it.
Faking it? But how?
You'd be surprised what some wires and good lighting will do. But I'm just so tired of living that ridiculous lie. That's why I come down here, to get away from all of that. And, well, to do this.
She bounds onto a lever which starts up a huge fan, lifting her up into the air as she spreads her wings.
Wow!
She floats above them with a contented smile.
Her sparkle is so bright right now!
But that's not why I brought you down here. This is what I wanted to show you.
Oh my stars.
This was made a long, long time ago, when we still had magic.
It's beautiful!
A stained glass window.
What is that?
That's the Pegasus crystal. It's part of my mom's crown.
A missing pane in the window.
Where is the unicorn crystal?
Sunny spies the missing pane with the unicorn crystal on the floor. An idea occurs to her, and she slides the unicorn crystal into the reflection of the Pegasus crystal, where it fits perfectly.
Look! They fit? These two crystals belong together, united.
So, what are you saying?
Maybe you lost your magic because the crystals were separated.
So, if we put them back together...
Magic will return?
And all three pony kinds will get along again!
All right! But what about the unicorn crystal?
Well, if you're looking for crystals, we've got like a gazillion of them back in Bridalwood.
Then that's where we'll go next. After we get the Pegasus crystal from your mom, of course.
Ooh, that'll be tricky. She, never takes her crown off.
She's wearing it asleep. In the shower, and even jumping off a diving board.
So, what do we do?
I got it! Pip's performing at tonight's royal celebration. All eyes will be on her. Especially my mom's. She'll be distracted. So, we just need to swap the real crown with a fake.
Ooh, I can craft a decoy! But I will need a box of macaroni, a tube of glue, 14 gooey bunnies, and 3 jelly beans. Oh, and glitter. Lots of glitter.
I'll get the supplies. I'll pass them off to Sunny, and then she will get them to you. Once you produce the decoy, get your flanks to the palace. Every pony who's any pony will be there. So security will be tight.
Zip walks down the red carpet.
I'll distract them so you can sneak in.
Maximum sneaky.
You'll need to be stealthy. Carefully make your way to the grand hall, but watch out for the guards.
They hide under a table, pushing it along the floor behind Zip, who's marching behind the guards.
I'll open the door to the backstage of the throne room.
She presses a button, opening the door.
And once Pip starts singing, my mom will be so caught up that swapping the crowns will be easy breezy.
Easy breezy. Sure.
Zip's up above with the queen, who's putting on makeup.
I hear you paid our guests a visit.
Pip told you?
Oh, you know she tells me everything. I wish you would tell me more. You're going to be queen one day. You'll wear this crown. And trust me, it is heavier than it looks.
Actually, there is something I wanted to tell you. The unicorns don't have any magic. I think it's tied to why we can't fly, and I just...
Zephyrina! I don't know what silly ideas that unicorn put into your head, but we have a duty to protect our citizens. Pegasi are happy enough knowing that we royals can fly. Why would you want to disrupt things?
Because it's a lie.
It makes them feel safe. Oh, one day you'll understand. Your sister does. Oh, and here she is now. Oh, showtime!
We are go for launch.
The Queen and Zip are lowered on strings.
Remember to smile.
On a large screen, crowds watch them descend to the thrones. Sunny nods to Izzy as Pip takes the spotlight, flying around as she sings. She sweeps over the crowd as gold confetti showers down. The Queen watches proudly from her throne, and Sunny steals up behind her, looking at the crystal in her crown, but ducking down when the spotlight catches her. She snatches the crown, swapping it for the decoy. Then she and Izzy creep away, opening a door to a guard on his phone.
No, you hang up.
No.
The Queen's dog has spotted them, and they run off. As Pip continues her song, spinning over the crowd, the dog chases Sunny and Izzy through the palace. Sunny opens a door to Hitch.
Sunny Star Scout, you are under arrest.
The dog grabs the crystal and runs off.
No!
Hitch bursts through a door. He stares up in wonder at Pip as she ducks and dives overhead, and is annoyed when he finds himself jigging along to the music. Sunny and Izzy see the dog racing back through the crowds and over to the Queen, who's too busy watching Pip to notice. But Zip quickly slides down to the dog and tries to prize the crystal from it. She gets the crown but not the crystal, and sets off after the dog through the crowd, who are enraptured by Pip flying above them. Sunny and Izzy spot Hitch and slink behind a curtain to the control room.
Ah! It's the prisoners!
Quiet!
The dog knocks into Hitch, dropping the crystal at his feet and staring adoringly up at him.
It's okay, don't be scared.
I'm not gonna fry your brain, okay?
He accidentally presses a button, putting the spotlight on the dog and Hitch, who quickly improvises some moves.
Find a glove, fly up.
Sunny and Izzy stare in bemusement at Hitch's face on screen.
Like why? I'm like what?
What is happening?
Crisp and dry, eat some mud.
In a panic, the guard jumps onto the control panel, sending Pip whizzing around. In the confusion, Zip sneaks the crystal away. Pip ends up dangling upside down over the crowd from her strings.
She's a fake!
Fake!
The royals can't fly either? Fake!
Zip?
Zip, hurry!
Zip doesn't notice she's dropped the crystal and hurries after Sunny.
She's a fake!
Quick, this way!
They race through the nighttime town.
Okay, I think we lost them.
Hitch, what are you even doing here?
Arresting you and saving you. So, you know, a little bit of both, actually.
You're welcome.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But we don't need any saving, okay?
And you are...
Her mom is the queen!
Wait a minute. So that means you're a princess?
Huh, look at that. The sheriff just became a detective.
What?
Breaking story. Zephyr Heights is in turmoil tonight after the shocking revelation that the royals cannot fly.
Pip used to be my favorite.
If we can't trust our own royalty, who can we trust?
I blame the unicorns and the earth ponies. They ruin everything.
This just in. Queen Haven has been arrested for being a phony pony full of baloney.
No comment. And no photos. Okay, one photo.
Any pony care to explain?
We had to get the crystal. Look. No. It's not here.
Seriously?
On the bright side, we had so much fun losing it.
We have to go back.
But it could be anywhere.
Pip appears out of the shadows.
Some pony seriously needs to explain why this thing was so important that you had to ruin my whole show over it.
Trust me, it was.
You left me hanging there, in the spotlight. Now every pony knows we can't fly.
A warrant is out for the arrest of the princesses.
Pip, Zip, save yourselves.
What?
This is not happening.
This is so not happening!
Pip! Forget about all that. We think we can bring back magic, but we need that crystal.
Have you lost your mind?
Please, this might be our only chance.
Ugh, fine. I know a way out. Come on.
What? Wait, you can't just...
But I'm a sheriff!
In the Cantalogic Defense Systems factory, ponies are hard at work, ferrying metal tubes and placing cogs into grippers to be carried across the factory. A steel tube nearly bashes into two workers, then another swings past with a pony on top. An elevator descends to the factory floor, and the doors open to reveal the silhouette of an ominous-looking pony. Then Sprout steps out into the light, sipping from a smoothie.
Why aren't you finished yet?
We're working as fast as we can, but we've run out of rivets.
Riveting story. Just make it work, okay?
Sugar Cube, I know your little top secret project is important and all, but when do you think my workers can get back to making Canterlogic products?
Back to work, Glitter Cupcake.
It is my factory, after all, dear.
It's my town, Mommy.
Your son's now Emperor of Maritime Bay.
Emperor? But yesterday you were only the sheriff.
Well, see how fast I'm climbing the ranks? This defense factory is going on offense.
And it's all thanks to your love and encouragement.
Break over, Bubblegum McGinty!
Oh, dear. Some pony's getting a big head.
A large tree covered in pink flowers.
That's the tree from the map. That means it's this way.
What am I even doing here? Hoofing it across daisy fields looking for a magical crystal that doesn't even exist!
It was supposed to be my best show ever. Now it's all over. I'm a criminal. And it's all because of them. And that is so not cool.
No, it is not.
Did I just agree with a Pegasus?
Hey, are you sure she even knows where to find this other crystal?
Don't you trust me at all?
I don't know. You are the one that just got Mom thrown in jail.
Look, once we get our magic back, the whole kingdom will be so excited they won't even remember what happened back there. You'll be a hero, Pip.
Let's get one thing straight.
We're almost to the river, everypony.
After this whole escapade is over with, you are going to march back home to Maritime Bay with me. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Great, because this badge means that I'm the sheriff.
Ah! No! Where's my badge? Hey!
You.
Hmm?
I know unicorns like shiny things.
Oh, you know, I think I did see a shiny badgy thing on the ground a few hours ago.
What? Hours?
Well, maybe it's for the best. Between you and me, buddy, that badge was creating an unhealthy power dynamic.
They reach a stone bridge over a chasm, but the middle section is missing.
What are we gonna do? Any ideas, Zip?
You know what would be great right now? Let me think. Maybe something like
the ability to fly. You know what would be even better? Not being stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, well, that's the end of that. Time to go home. Kingdom. I wish I could say it was nice meeting all of you, but it wasn't. Come on, Sunny.
I don't think so. Everypony, stop! We're gonna get to the other side, find the crystal, and bring back magic. And once we do, you'll get to fly, you'll get your fans back, and you'll have me in custody. Everypony happy now? Ta-da!
Izzy's made a bridge from a tree.
All right.
Ah, great.
Come on, Everypony.
They all trot across the tree trunk. Nighttime, and Zip makes a spark with her hoof to start a fire.
Oh, yeah! Nailed it!
Come on, stupid stick.
You need some backup? Sure.
No, thank you. I've got it.
Come on, finally had a match.
Ah!
Oh, well, that was sad to watch. Come on, don't be a hero, dude. Come get warm.
Are you sure about all this? Because if we just go back to Maritime Bay...
What have we got to lose?
By giving magic back to our enemies? Let me think. I know, a lot.
Come on. Do they look like enemies to you? My sparkle is aquamarine? That's like my sixth favorite color.
I don't know. Maybe I should just go back to Maritime Bay, where I'm needed.
If that's what you want. But you should know. I'm actually glad you're here, Hitch. We all are.
She goes to sit down by the fire with the others, and with a smile, gestures for him to join them. Reluctantly, he pads over.
So, I think we should set off at first light. Last stop, Bridalwood.
What's wrong, Izzy?
It's just that being with you ponies has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. I guess I just don't want our adventure to end.
But Izzy, you'll get your magic.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you come to Maritime Bay?
I always wanted to visit. When I was a filly, I found this pretty lantern. It had a message inside.
It said I had friends in Maritime Bay.
It's the invitation Sunny drew.
It was you.
I made it with my dad. We always promised each other that someday we would prove that all ponies were meant to be friends. We'll do our part, hoof to heart.
Pip and Izzy press their hooves together, then Zip and Sunny exchange a smile.
Hey, I want to do my part. What have we got to lose, right?
All right!
Hey, I have to admit, a unicorn forest does sound kind of magical.
Daytime at the edge of an ominous forest.
Or not.
Come on! My house isn't far from here!
Sunny casts Hitch a wary glance. Then they all follow Izzy into Bridalwood Forest. Izzy trots on ahead in a carefree manner until they reach a cottage set amongst the trees.
Well, here we are, guys. The Villa Izzy.
Wow!
Inside, fairy lights sparkle, a mobile spins, and a macaroni face moves its eyes. Sunny turns a homemade musical wheel.
Did you make all of this?
Yep. Unicycling. Isn't it funky?
It is gorgeous.
I also make friendship bracelets.
Oh, cool.
Wait, watch this. Hold everything. I've never gotten to use it with actual friends.
Flower petals open out into a table set for tea.
I so wish I had live streamed that. We don't have time for that right now.
If we're gonna get the information we need on the unicorn crystal, we can't stick out like sore hooves. We need to look like unicorns.
Yay, makeovers! I love makeovers.
No, this is not what I signed up for. No.
So, Izzy, can you do it?
A glow up? Honey, you came to the right cottage.
She sets down a projector and puts on glasses.
I thought Earth ponies were the pony ladder's bottom rung. I heard the Pegasi were brutes you'd hate to be among. You smell like fishes.
You're fishes!
I bet you eat your young. Meet anyone of you, the thing to do is run away.
She dances with Sunny and Pip.
All a bunch of different breeds take away our wings and horns and we're just frightened steeds. So let's put aside our differences, cause what we need's a win.
She pulls on a hoop, releasing a load of colourful books. She kicks a trolley, which scoops up Hitch and sends him whizzing over to the mirror.
You're gonna fit right in.
This is a new low.
You're gonna fit right in.
It's never gonna work.
They taught us unicorns were super scary maniacs. With horns like razors and tongues like tasers and teeth like tacks. They take your hooves and then they grind them into midnight snacks. The basic gist of it is unicorns are not okay.
Look, I know we're risking everything for this endeavor. But
she measures them up for unicorn horns.
You're gonna fit right in.
If you say so.
You're gonna fit right in. I know you will. Now watch and learn. This is how a unicorn walks.
On a rainbow.
This is how a unicorn talks.
Talks.
This is how a unicorn hoops.
Hoops.
This is how a unicorn.
Oops. Oh, geez, stop.
This is how a unicorn struts. Oh, watch us shake our unicorn butts. Now you're in the unicorn door.
Izzy dances in snazzy pink glasses and a cap with a star on the front.
The source of your pride. Every unicorn who's born has worn a horn that's unique. So we'll whip them up as we speak. You'll be looking train magnifique.
She's made each of them a colourful horn. Against a rainbow background, they dance wearing their new horns.
If we fail, we'll go to prison.
The others follow Izzy through the forest, where she shows them bright blue crystals.
Ta-da! Crystals! 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 Crystals!
She does know we're just looking for the one, right?
Crystals! Crystals! Crystals!
They all set off through the forest, where they see gloomy-looking unicorns trudging round and sitting listlessly. One's letting apples fall on her head.
Wow.
In a play park, a unicorn hangs limply from a swing, while another squeaks down a slide at a snail's pace.
Well, this is cheerful.
These other unicorns seem so different than you.
Yeah, I get that a lot. My sparkle is a bit too sparkly for Bridalwood.
How can we tell which ones are magic?
Ooh, you said a bad word. Huh? Hurry, before we get jinxed. Aww.
The three young unicorns set about performing a ritual in unison.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
Okay, I'm gonna need some context.
Unicorns are very superstitious. If a pony ever says a forbidden word, we have to do a ritual to ward off the jinxies.
Jinxies?
Bad luck.
Forbidden words?
Magic, wing, feather. Oh, and mayonnaise.
What's wrong with
Izzy covers Hitch's mouth.
Come on, there's something I want to show you.
A steaming sign in the shape of a teapot.
The crystal tea room?
There's a pony inside who collects crystals. Maybe he could help us.
That's great, Izzy.
Oh, and Hitch.
I know. No forbidden words.
Beatnik unicorns inside.
Earth pony jinx. Something stinks.
Pegasus neighs.
That's the pony I was talking about.
So, word in the forest is you collect crystals.
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I did. I lost them all in a limbo contest with Alphabetle.
Oh, no. Who's Alphabetle?
Time's up. Pass it over, Jasper.
A colored cube puzzle, which Alphabetle quickly solves.
Guess that makes me the winner. Again. Pay up.
Fine.
You could always try winning it back. All right, suit yourself.
Sunny spots a blue, pointed crystal.
There it is. I've got an idea. Maybe I can beat Alphabetle at his own game.
Wait, Alphabetle can smell fear.
Got it. Okay. Be cool.
She heads over to the counter and the gray-maned Alphabetle.
Tea.
A green-haired critter pushes over a jug of milk.
Hold the milk. Quite the game player, I see.
It passes the time. Why?
Do you play?
I don't play. I win.
Is that so?
Yeah, it is. And I challenge you for that.
The crystal.
You think you can beat me?
Only one way to find out.
Big talk for a little pony.
I think you'll find I'm average height. Tick tock, what do you say?
Whatever you're betting, it better be special.
Special enough for you?
The Pegasus Crystal.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, I could solve that cube puzzle in my sleep.
But if he wins, we'll lose both crystals.
We won't. Trust me.
Izzy, if your friend is finished stalling, do we have a deal?
Deal. Now give me that cube.
No. A special prize calls for a special competition.
Bring forth the ultimate challenge!
The ultimate what now?
A game called Just Prance with colored lights.
A dancing game. Seriously?
Both ponies agree. Best out of three.
Let's make this more interesting. You only need to win one out of three.
They take up their positions, and Alphabetle's critters start running round the wheel to fire up the game. Alphabetle's hooves move quickly, tracking the lights on the floor. By the time Sunny started to move, Alphabetle's already won the first game.
Yeah! That's how you do it!
Yay!
It's okay. You're just warming up.
What can you do? Round two.
I'll make this quick.
Focus.
The critters spin the wheel again, but Sunny can't keep up with Alphabetle's lightning hooves.
Yeah! Critters, get my crystal polish ready, would ya?
Round three. Who will it be?
Oh, here goes nothing.
Hey, you hear that, Sunny? Feel the rhythm take you over. You feeling it?
Oh, I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it. Yeah, you are, Sunny. Yeah, you do this.
hooves moving swiftly over the coloured lights, Sunny starts to edge ahead of Alpha Biddle.
Yes! She's doing it! She's doing it!
One of the critters loses his footing in the wheel, and as Sunny's hooves move faster and faster, Alpha Biddle starts to look worried as he struggles to keep up. Sunny wins the game.
We won! We won! We actually won it!
Yes!
Sunny's unicorn horn flies off and rolls over to Alpha Biddle's feet.
An Earth pony.
And Pegasus.
And a unicorn! Which you knew already!
I know it doesn't look like it, but we're here to help.
Help? We don't need help! Especially from ponies like you! Give me the crystal.
But I won!
You tricked me. The crystal. Now.
Magic wing feather mayonnaise!
Bing!
Alpha Biddle and his cronies start to perform a ritual.
Go, go, go!
Sunny grabs the crystal.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong! You'll pay for this!
Bing bong!
Sorry about that! Thanks for the tea!
Bing bong!
Sunny and the others race off through the forest. A bedraggled-looking queen emerges from the trees.
Mom?
Oh, my darlings! Thank Hoofness!
You escaped!
How did you find us?
Ah! Ah, my badge! Yes!
Oh, I'm so glad I found my little fillies. Now, I know that if you just come back with me, we can explain everything. Spin the story and they'll love us again. Right?
Let us explain.
There she is! Your criminal highness, you're coming with us.
Ah! Unicorns!
He tosses a ball at Alpha Biddle.
Give me back my crystals and leave Bridalwood!
Your crystals? That crystal belongs to me!
Not anymore, it doesn't. I want it fair and square.
I certainly doubt it. Unicorns are known to be cheaters.
You Pegasi always thought you were better than us.
Hey, that's our queen you're talking to.
She's not a queen here.
Who do you think you are?
We're gonna zap you with our horns.
This is our land!
You're not welcome here!
Surrender the crystal or I'll use my powers against you.
I'd like to see you try.
No pony has magic!
They all stare at Sunny.
Bing bong! But we are here to bring it back.
Is it possible?
Did she just say magic?
This is a trick.
I know it sounds unbelievable, but please, just let us try.
Please, Mom.
Trust us. What? You two? Fine.
You're wasting your time, kid.
Sunny holds out her crystal.
Ready, Izzy?
Ready.
Everyone watches with bated breath and wide eyes as they both lift their crystals, and Izzy inches her deep blue unicorn one closer to Sunny's pale green Pegasus one, until they finally slot into place. They form a perfect fit, but nothing happens. Everyone looks disappointed.
Why didn't it work, Daddy?
Because it was all just make-believe.
We can try it again. Maybe we did it wrong somehow. Wait, don't go. Oh, come on, work. Work, please, work. Come on.
Sunny, it's okay. You did everything you could.
I thought it would work. I was so sure of it.
She pads away, looking devastated.
Well, what do we do now, Sunny?
Sunny hands the blue unicorn crystal to Alpha Biddle, then gives the queen the pale green Pegasus one.
I'm sorry for all the trouble I caused you. Sunny, we can't give up. I thought that I could make a difference.
A young green unicorn casts a disappointed look back at her.
But everywhere I go, I just make things worse.
That's not true. We're all in this together, right?
Yeah,
of course.
I'm so sorry I let you all down.
She turns and trudges away. Hitch takes a few steps after her, and Izzy watches with sad eyes. Hitch turns to look at the others with a sigh.
I guess this is goodbye, friends.
Better hurry, Sheriff.
He walks off after Sunny, and the rest of the unicorns and Pegasi watch them go. Time passes, and Sunny and Hitch arrive back at Maritime Bay, where her father's lighthouse stands proudly on a hilltop. Sunny comes to a stop, with Hitch right behind her.
I'm right here if you need to talk, Sunny.
She glances back sadly at him, then continues on her way. Hitch turns and heads off in the other direction. Sunny pushes open the door and pads inside. The framed photo of her and her father tilts to one side. Sunny goes to sit on the window seat and stares gloomily out of the window. Then she glances over at her toy ponies sitting in a row on a shelf. She sets down a box and starts putting the toy ponies gently into it. She sets them carefully into a row in the box. Then she looks over at the unicorn nightlight that her father made for her and rests that in the box too. Putting the box down on the floor of the lantern room, she goes over to her pinboard and starts pulling papers off it. She turns, heading over to some of her paintings of hearts on the base of the lantern. As she moves one of them aside with her hoof, she suddenly frowns. She quickly moves the rest of the paintings away, revealing a circular slot in the base of the lantern. She touches it gently with her hoof, tracing round it. As she looks up at the lighthouse lantern, the sun catches the crystal in the bottom of the nightlight, so a beam from it hits the glass ball at the centre of the lantern, bathing the whole room in sparkling light. Sunny goes over to the unicorn nightlight in the box and takes the crystal out of the base of it. Her eyes widen as she looks from the crystal to the slot at the base of the lighthouse lantern. Then she drops the crystal into it. It slots into place, the tiles around it sinking down to form indentations in the same shape as the Pegasus and unicorn crystals. Realization dawns, and now Sunny's galloping through the deserted town. As she slows to a stop, Hitch races out of the sheriff's office.
Sunny!
Hitch! I figured it out! There's actually a third...
Fireworks start to explode in the sky, and Sunny and Hitch trot over to watch as a pony army marches through the town, all wearing tin helmets topped with antennae.
Hey, wait, what is going on here?
We can't tell you. We signed the Official Sprout Act.
Official Sprout what?
Inside the factory, ponies are gathered around a tall pedestal.
The Stallion in Chief!
Phyllis watches with a proud smile as four ponies march out, each carrying one corner of a sedan chair, on which sits Sprout, emblazoned with military medals, a military hat, and wearing slick sunglasses.
Sprout?
Sprout leaps towards the pedestal, but it's too tall for him.
Step!
Oh, right!
He's pumped up to the right height.
Citizens of Maritime!
A huge drape bearing an image of his face falls on him. He shrugs it off.
Can we try that again? Sprout, what are you doing? Aw, little Sheriff Hitchy came trotting back.
Whee!
Just in time to see me do what you couldn't. Attack our enemies! Wait, no, Sprout, listen to me. The Pegasi and unicorns can be our friends. There's no need to be afraid of them. Besides, they don't even have any magic.
What?
No magic? That's even better!
But we can bring magic back. Bring friendship back.
So we don't have to fight? Oh, that's a relief.
Wait. Whoa. Don't listen. They've been brainwashed. You'll all be next if we don't end this now.
He presses a large red button. A huge shape rises up out of the ground.
Say hello to Sprouticus Maximus.
An enormous robot machine.
Maybe this is a bit too much, dear.
Sprout leaps to the controls.
Troops, on to Bridalwood!
We have to warn them.
A As the gigantic machine rumbles into action, Hitch and Sunny gallop off. Sprout is high up at the controls as the machine screeches round a corner. Sunny and Hitch race towards the lighthouse.
Sunny!
What are you guys doing here?
We don't care what any pony says.
Yeah, we just want to stay friends.
Pip, Zip.
I know you're upset, darlings, my sweet little darlings, but it's time to go home now.
Izzy, Moonbow, you're going to get us all jinxed. Come back to Bridalwood.
Excuse me, do you see my mouth still moving? That means I'm still a-talking.
You're all in danger.
I'm sorry, what?
Sprouticus Maximus thunders round a corner towards them, showering them in dust as it stops. Sprout's army marches up to stand next to it.
Would you look at this? Our enemies delivered themselves to us!
No. We're not here to fight, Mr. Big Robot Pony.
I do not accept your surrender. Load the splat up, Hulk!
Two of the ponies run away.
Why do I have to do everything myself?
We have to stop that thing!
But how? With magic. Quick, I need your crystals. There's a third crystal! Follow me!
What? Oh, no, you don't!
Sprout follows them.
I've got to rein that thing in.
I've got your back, Hitch.
They leap onto Sprouticus Maximus. Sunny, Izzy, and Pip have reached the lantern room. Sunny slots the unicorn crystal into place and is just about to do the same with the Pegasus crystal when Sprout barges into the lighthouse, knocking all the crystals on the floor.
Sprout! Ah!
A crack snakes its way up the lighthouse tower.
Where are the other crystals?
This ends now!
What, and let them have magic? Never!
Sprout deploys the splatter wheels, which start to turn, hurling balls of green gloop everywhere. Alpha Biffle protects his critters. In the lantern room, Pip finds the pony crystal and tosses it over to Sunny. As Sprout pushes a lever, Izzy finds the unicorn crystal.
Found it!
Pip tumbles down on the platform.
I'm okay!
Izzy grabs the crystal, then falls. She's dangling over the edge.
We need to shut these down!
Alpha Biddle is stuck on some gloop. The Queen saves him from the approaching Sprouticus. Dangling from the lighthouse, Izzy tries to knock the unicorn crystal off a ledge. Hitch manages to detach one of the spinning splatterers, which embeds itself in the wall beside Izzy.
Okay, that was a bad idea.
Sprout, let's put the toy away.
Mommy, please, I'm in the middle of something.
You come down from there right now.
I almost got it.
Izzy grabs the crystal and Sunny pulls her back up.
But, Mommy, I'm in charge!
I said stop!
Sprout swerves to avoid Phyllis, throwing Hitch and Zip to the ground. Then he rams into the lighthouse.
No!
The top of the lighthouse crumbles and tilts, sending Sunny and Izzy sliding to the edge. But Sunny manages to claw her way back up to the lantern and inserts the final crystal.
It didn't work.
The top of the lighthouse breaks away, throwing all three crystals up into the air. They tumble away over the side. Then the whole lantern room crashes to the ground. A thick cloud of dust settles, revealing Sunny lying shocked in the grass. She blinks her eyes open, then looks up to see that there's almost nothing left of her father's lighthouse tower. She and Izzy get to their hooves, and Sunny turns to see the framed photo of her and her father lying broken on the ground. She stares down at it sadly, then glances up to see the rest of the ponies, unicorns and Pegasi getting up. Sprout emerges from his overturned machine and looks round at everyone guiltily.
Oh, Sunny, I understand now. It's not the crystals that need to be brought together. It's us. We can bring back everything that was lost, but it's up to us.
We can stay separated by fear and distrust. Or we can choose friendship. We can choose love. That's the true magic.
The queen trots forwards and gently pushes one of the pieces of the broken photo frame back into place. Sunny smiles at her. Then Alphabittle joins the queen and nudges another of the broken frame pieces into position, and Phyllis slots the final piece back into place. The three elders exchange a smile, and Sunny, Izzy, Hitch, Pip and Zip do the same. As the ponies, unicorns and Pegasi all stand together in a circle, the three glowing crystals float up out of the rubble and start to circle Sunny. They whiz round her more and more quickly, lifting her up off her hooves and high up into the air. Suddenly she sprouts shining golden wings and a dazzling unicorn horn. The three glowing crystals shoot up into the sky above her and join together in a brilliant explosion of rainbow colours that envelop the whole land. Pip and Zip flap their wings and fly up into the sky.
We're actually flying!
Woo!
The queen sprouts wings, and Pip and Zip dart and weave their way up to join Sunny.
Whoa, Sunny! Check you out!
What?
I can't believe it!
Now that's what I call a blow-up!
Look!
The sky is a glowing rainbow of colour, which extends down into Bridalwood Forest, making all the unicorns' horns glisten with magic.
Daddy, Daddy! The magic is real!
Wow!
Crystals in the forest glow once more, and the colour touches every part of Zephyr Heights, as Pegasi swoop and dart excitedly amongst the tall buildings. Sunny stands watching with a smile. Then the Queen's puffy white dog flies by on tiny wings, chased by a young pony.
Oh, I see you've made a new friend.
Hi there, buddy.
Hitch looks up.
Wow!
An aerial tram descends. Then Pip takes a photo of the ponies, unicorns and Pegasi together on her phone.
Stunning!
Mommy, was I a good sheriff?
Look! A flying dog!
Phyllis hurries away and Sprout looks disappointed. Hitch joins Sunny.
You did it, Sunny.
No, we did it. Together.
Now we never have to be apart.
Hooks to hearts!
The pony finally lands under his bunch of balloons.
Hey guys, what did I miss?
My Little Pony, a new generation. Directed by Robert Cullen and Jose L. Ucha. Co-director Mark Fetterbean. Story by Robert Cullen, Jose L. Ucha and Tim Sullivan. Screenplay by Tim Sullivan and Gillian Barrow. Produced by Cecil Kramer and Peter Lewis. Executive producers Brian Goldner, Stephen Davis, Olivier Dumont and Megan McCarthy. Co-executive producer Kelly Nichols. Co-producers Arturo Hernandez, Tony Matthews, Emily Thompson. Starring Vanessa Hudgens as Sunny, Kimiko Glenn as Izzy, James Marsden as Hitch, Sophia Carson as Pip, Liza Koshy as Zip, Ken Jung as Sprout, Elizabeth Perkins as Phyllis, Jane Krakowski as Queen Haven, Michael McKean as Argyle, Phil Lamar as Alphabittle. Music by Heitor Pereira.
We got the kind of
hello. We say hi, you say what?
Race you to the bridge.
Oh, it's on.
But no using your magic this time. Last one there is a rotten sardine. I'm gonna win. Me first.
As they race off up the hill, the pony, unicorn, and Pegasus children leave magical, heart-shaped rainbow hoof prints in the grass behind them.
Some days get the best of me. Sometimes I feel I'm not enough, not enough. That's not who I wanna be. I know I'm not the only one. No.
Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.